Alright guys, so welcome to the second episode of the third season of Golden Moments with Vanessa.
Yep.
We're here for the second episode and it's going to be super spicy. I think it's a conversation that we need to have, so I'm excited to have it. So today I'm not on my pod alone, as you've been able to tell by now. I'm here with some amazing guests to talk about what we're discussing today. So I'm here today with my lovely sisters. So I'm here today with my lovely older sisters. I'm just gonna start with the intros, right? So Dr. Jenna, she's my immediate older sister. She's the creative director and the CEO behind Skookies NG. Yeah, she's also an expecting mom, which is an important title for the conversation we're going to have today. So welcome, Jenna.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And my second guest is our Ada of the family. If you're not Nigerian, you won't get it, okay? But she's the first girl in our family. She's my very first sister, and I'm here with Adora. She's a traveler, she's a mentor, she's a reader, and she's a mom. So welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, my darling. Yes.
And also welcome to the month of May, the amazing month of May. Yes, pun intended.
Recently, I've been seeing a lot of things about how the human race is kind of going extinct. And I know at first when you hear that, it sounds crazy because there are just so many people in the world. But if you look at the real reason, it kind of makes sense, right? So recently, Elon Musk even tweeted about how if birth rates continue to decline, the human race is going to go extinct, right? And this is majorly because people are choosing to go child-free. Right? So, which is basically like deciding to not have a child, right? Or we've seen stuff like the 4B movement and all of that. So this is something that's been trending for a while, right? And it kind of made me remember the conversation I was having with my sisters last year. My sister Adora shared something to our sister group chat. It was about this woman on TikTok talking about how she's in her 30s and, you know, she's child-free and she's just loving life, you know? She's traveling the world. She's having a great time. And yeah, it just got us having a very interesting conversation, and I thought we have to record a podcast about this. And now, here we are. This is particularly going to be an interesting pod because there are so many different perspectives. Like, the three of us have different perspectives to offer. So I'll just start with mine. I think for me, I'm still kind of on the fence about the whole kids thing. I just don't know if that's something I want to do. I don't know if that's something I want to put my body through yet. And, you know, I'm just kind of sitting on the fence about it all. And, you know, we have Adora, who has a 15-year-old son, and she had her baby at a completely different time. So it's interesting to, like, you know, see where her head was at in that generation and in that time. And of course, we have Dr. Jenna, who is actually 2 months away from popping out her first baby. So yeah, it's a crazy time to be alive, girls. But yeah, girls and boys. But yeah, so these three different perspectives, I think, are going to offer an invaluable spice to this conversation. So come on, guys, let's get into it.
Going to talk about why women are going child-free, as I mentioned. And the first thing I want to table on this matter is, why do you guys think there is like such a stigma around women deciding they don't want to have kids?
Honestly, I don't know why. I always felt like maybe it's because of, like, you know, people just assume that they're selfish. Maybe they don't want to give their time to...
That's your gender, by the way.
Yes. So I just feel like this has been like common. I don't judge people that go child-free. I feel like to each their own, right? But I think that's one reason. I've noticed, yeah, that people are quite judgmental about it. Because, like, I feel like there's just this expectation that women need to be giving, pouring into different relationships in our lives, even work relationships. They just expect us to just always be these self-sacrificial beings, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my own thought on that topic. Yeah.
From my side, personally, I'll say, just like we always talk about, and thanks for the good intro, Vanessa. I call you Nonita.
You're welcome.
So for me, I think it's just generally how society designs women to be, you know.
Yeah.
There's this expectation that women are being brought into this world to, you know, create birth and have babies and marriage, for example. So it's just this expectation for society to design women to seem a certain kind of way. So mm-hmm. it's only expected that once a woman decides to go out of the norm, which is what society expects her to be, there's always going to be a pushback, right? People will say something negative, people will have all these expectations, people will look at you a certain kind of way just because you're not fitting into a box. So
yeah.
I just feel it's society mostly that puts this pressure, or will I say stigma, on women to want to have a baby, which people can just make any decision, right?
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you guys on that. I think it's just like a societal thing.
Expectations.
Yes, like just expectations, because, you know, women are naturally, quote unquote, naturally born to, you know,
nurturers. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I feel like this particular reason, right, with the societal standards, is why we tend to have a lot of absent fathers, because men grow up thinking like that's not their responsibility. You know,
being
like
present.
Being present, being the nurturers. Men don't grow up with that, like, innate nurturing spirits, you know, because they were just groomed to be the providers, like the. So we have a lot of absent fathers because of that reason, I think. So yeah,
between even the partner and teaching the boys also to understand that this role of birthing a child is, it should be both parties involved. So it's not like the woman's job to do it, to raise a child.
Yeah. And whether we like it or not, because the men don't have to physically carry this baby, I feel like the connection is just entirely different as well. Like, you know, it's not the same. And I know people always say, like, yes, kids change both the, like, change things for both the men and the women, but it's significantly different, like, for how it's changed for women, especially women that carry their own babies, like, that have their babies by themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a completely different thing. And I feel like how this stigma spreads is also, like, and like we said, right, it's a societal thing. So older generations kind of pass it down to younger generations, and it just becomes a whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why immediately you get married or something like that, the next thing people are asking is, so in 9 months' time, you know, the typical Nigerian wedding setting.
Give me a break.
People say, in 9 months' time, we're coming to carry the baby. Like, the couple should also be able to embrace their marriage, enjoy those moments, right? Without that pressure of, okay, now it's time to make babies.
I really get that. And I think, like, you know, just picking this particular point of the stigma thing, I just want to pick your brain, Adora.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, would you say that was part of the, like, because like I said, you had your son in a different time, kind of a different time. This has been like 15 years now. So do you think that was part of your, like, deciding factors, like when you found out you were pregnant, you were gonna have a baby? Do you think the societal pressure was part of the things that pushed you into wanting to have a baby?
It's quite interesting, this question, because to be honest, when I had my baby, then there was no, as much to say, social media influence. So it wasn't possible to actually even see the impact of that pressure, like the societal pressure in terms of having the baby. My case was quite peculiar because it was all in the place of the love I had for my son's dad at that time. And I didn't even really care what people thought. So for me, it was a decision I made wholly, solely by myself.
Of course, there were this feelings of how would people define you, especially in my case, I wasn't like legally married to my partner. So it wasn't like official. So there wasn't like a stigma in terms of now you're married, now we're expecting the baby, so you have to have it. The stigma then was more about what will people say now that you're not married, you know? So
yeah, it was kind of like a two-edged sword.
Exactly. It's like a two-edged sword. The what will people say, and of course society expecting you to birth because you're female, but then you're not doing it the way the society expects you to do it, which is marry, then have a baby. So I just took that plunge. I had a supportive partner. So for me, it was more about us than them. So I think this was my own, that's how I gathered my own strength within that season to go through it. But I know things have quite changed and evolved since then. Women are more conversant with how they feel and what they want, even though we still have the backlash in terms of the when and how to birth a baby. So I think this gives a summary of my own experience then.
Yeah, basically, at this society, I'm going to have my baby. Because I want to have my baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's really a connection of how you feel, right? At that time, like what works well for the woman, because I feel like the woman in particular, it's her journey, it's her body, it's so even though society makes it seem like you know, you have to birth because you're married, or but what do you want as the as a female, right?
Do you want to have it, exactly. That's interesting.
I feel like society really like has an influence on how like these things like dictates like the expectations from women and everything, because I feel like that's why even this movement that is happening now in like US, you know, the pro-choice everywhere, it's deeper
Bobby than movement.
It's deeper than that, you know, like deeper than just even what they're even talking about. It's more about choice. Like, can we just have a choice? Like,
can I just decide
what I want to do with my body? Like, I don't know, you know, because I just feel like there's just that pressure. Like, how can you force people to just, okay, yes, you're pregnant, have that baby. You're going to, and it has to be. And the thing is, if you have the baby, there's like Sissy said, sometimes society is still giving you, like, just because it's not in the order they want it to be. They feel like the stigma. What do you people want? Just leave us alone, basically, so we can make decisions for ourselves. And I think that's because in power, in all these like parliaments and, you know, people, there are not enough women on these seats. And this is why, like, this is why, like, these decisions are kind of being swayed to favor the men.
It's part of the reason why the stigma is still being.
Because, you know, in the end, you still have 60, 70% of people taking these seats as men deciding what to do with women's bodies. So, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, okay, guys. The first lap of this conversation is already heated. But I think we've tabled, you know, why basically the stigma is there and, you know, what is causing this stigma, what is spreading the stigma. Let's get into the rest of this conversation. Okay, guys, so we're back into the conversation, and yeah, the next thing I want to know is why this is such a huge trend, because I can't explain to you guys how many TikTok videos I've seen choosing to go child-free, traveling the world, you know, pursuing their careers, doing other things, right? And some of them even have partners. So what do you guys think are some reasons why women are opting to go child-free?
This is interesting, but I'm gonna just say a few things. Because I read a lot, and this gets me into reading on like research as well, like trends, things that are happening, because it's really important. And women are also finding out now that who does this really benefit at the end of the day? Like having babies, who does it really benefit? And there was this research I was reading from this professor. He's called Paul Dolan, So this he put a team together to kind of study the behavioral patterns of both male and female women that have kids and those without, right? And yeah. It's really interesting that it was found in this research that it's mostly men that benefit from like marriages as opposed to women, you know, like in the long term of things. So just right. like childbirth as well. And the research showed, this is not me, this is the research from Professor Paul and his team. And it shows that a lot of women without children indeed turn out happier, you know, and healthier. And I think this comes from a place that to carry a child changes a lot in a woman's body. And this is a very sensitive topic, but, you know, during birth, for example, as the hormones changing as well, some women add a lot of weight that they can't lose. That, so there's just so much going into birthing a child. There's also that anxiousness and, you know, depression. That's why they have things like postpartum depression that comes afterwards, because it takes a lot for someone, like physical strength, mental strength. And I think a lot of women within that research found out that they are more satisfied with life without this type of responsibility. And yeah, this is something I read and I found it quite interesting. And I think this is why women are pushing further away from this whole having that responsibility of having babies. And also the economy, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot's going on in the economy. Like,
how
much it takes to even look after yourself? You know, like even looking after yourself is a lot these days.
Gone are the days when our parents would be having seven kids.
Exactly. Like, how do you even manage the financials with all these responsibilities? So this is how I see it from, you know, what I'm seeing so far, what I've been reading so far as to why women are opting for this. There's also that 4B movement that we talked about earlier, Jenna, in terms of women just saying they want ownership and control of their bodies. They want to decide. They just want to be the ones to decide. Because it's a lot of sacrifice going that route. So this is from my own perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely second that. I feel like you said, women just realize, because I feel like you grow up thinking it's like your path of life. Like you go to school, you finish, you're done that, you work for a little bit, you get married and you have kids. It's just like the cycle of life. But people are really breaking out of the cycle and realizing that doesn't define you. Because, like, in older generations, right, they feel like if you're a woman and you don't have a kid, like, you haven't achieved your life or your purpose in life. And women are realizing, honey, I have so many other purposes, okay?
You want to travel. You want to see the world.
And you just live your life. Yeah. You know what? I want people to stop spinning it as a selfish narrative. You know what? Yeah. It's fine. It's okay if it's a selfish narrative. Because sometimes
it's one of the reasons I feel like sometimes, right?
One of the reasons I feel like I'm leaning into going child-free, it might seem selfish, but it's really just because I don't know. I feel like I just want to enjoy my life. Like we said, the economy is not smiling.
It's not smiling.
Keep getting like wetter and wetter.
And what raising a child is expensive. It's quite expensive. Yeah. So what's the best for your child? Expensive, right?
I feel like even before Jenna went on this whole journey, I feel like we almost kind of shared the same like belief system on the whole, like, you know, just not, or personally, I think she didn't want to, I think yours was not wanting to carry the baby necessarily. So what but I said what kind of changed?
So the truth is, I kind of had this vision of myself being a mom. But you see that carrying the baby part, I have not it for myself. You know how some women that maybe this is like their part, like, oh, they can't wait to carry their babies. I don't have that. Like, I didn't have that. Like, oh my gosh, I want to, like, I was open to adoption. I was open to all open to every other thing, you know, because the truth is, when I imagine my future, because I do feel like it's good to just think and imagine your future. I do see like a kid, in the future. Kid, to be specific. Not kids, not so many, you know. But I feel like stuff started to change because obviously this baby, I wouldn't lie, it wasn't like a plan, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing all the things that we're supposed to do, but here we are today, mm-hmm. 7 months in. And to be honest, I think my views have changed now that I have gone through the experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's been rosy. It hasn't been rosy because, you know, I've had like, there are some weeks that are easier than other weeks, you know.
Yeah.
But it's been so trippy and almost spiritual because, yeah, like, you know, you can literally feel this person inside of you. And like you can feel that it's not just your personality and your, it's like two souls becoming one inside of you. So I just feel like it's a lot on anyone's body, right? It's a lot. And I feel like everyone should have other options, like Noni said, surrogacy or adoption or whatever. But like now that I am in the experience, I'm like, I'm happy I was able to experience this. Would I tell anyone that, oh, you need to experience it 3, 4, 5 times? I don't know about that, sis.
I mean, like for me, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Like, I think one is okay, you know, but I mean, to each their own, if you want to experience it so like it's fine, you know. And it really just feels like, you know, another thing is just, you know, I and my partner, there's like a lot of love, you know. And it just feels like, you know, it's like when you produce someone out of love, just pure love, you know. There's just that,
it's different
feeling,
you know. It's different.
You know, so I feel like that also is a big factor on why I'm taking, you know, when I say I'm handling this the way I'm handling it. I did have very different like opinions prior to, you know, my little situation here.
Now Noni, go first because I wanted to put in something there.
Put in your point.
Because I am just resonating with everything Jenna is saying, because I think it's just beyond having the baby. It has to come from a place of love, even if you have to, because I think from my own experience and my own opinion, because like I said, it's not for everyone, but from my own perspective, that love is what makes it possible for you to go through it without regretting or feeling this anxiousness in terms of what that research is talking about, without feeling depressed and without you know, feeling, oh my God, I gave up so much of myself and my life to go through this process, right? And will I do it again? I think for me, I'm in a very good position right now. So which means I understand from this angle, women that want to have it and want to have the baby and go through the process, I get it. But I also understand from those that don't, because I found myself on one side of the equation and now I'm on the other side of the equation. Because now my son is turning 15 this year. Will I go through it again? No, I don't want to go through it. Maybe, just like Jenna suggested, then maybe surrogacy adoption could be an option for me. But I don't see myself like going through that again. So at this stage of my life, I am more like on the fence of the not having a child.
Right.
You know,
yeah. So
it's like a good balance for me because I understand from both worlds the reasons why you either go for or not.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like one thing people should just be okay with as well is change. Like, you can decide to change your mind.
Perfect.
Right? Don't make it seem like, okay, you were child-free 2 seconds ago and now you want to have a baby. Okay,
it's fine.
So what? It's my body. Like, you know, if I decided to want to have the baby.
I didn't want last year, but this year I do. So what?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So then what? You know? So then what? Like, another reason women are opting for the child-free is just women that don't want to necessarily go through the pregnancy changes. Because I would say from my own point of view, obviously I've not had a kid before, but I saw it when like my first sister was having a baby, and I feel like, oh, since you went through so many changes, and her body went through so many, when I tell you guys, ADHD in front of my eyes,
13 hours labor, what the hell,
never again, 13 hours,
Gina. You know, you see that. And I'm also seeing Jenna, who is like, she's not going through too much changes. Yeah. But then she also has her moments and her times.
I feel like mine is mostly like emotional.
Yeah.
And like mental.
So they're just different. Yeah. Like, people deal with this differently. Yeah. So it's also kind of making me open my eyes to other. Because to be honest, before I was like, even if I do have this kid, I don't know if I want to bear the kid. And I'm still, you know, thinking about it. But like, you know, people's experiences can be very different, you know. It's not everyone. It's not a one-shoe-fits-all type of...
At all. Even within the same family. Even within the same mother, birthing. Yeah, it's all different.
Yeah, you know, so, and even with different kids too, you might have a completely different experience with your first kid than you do with your second kid, you know. So I just feel like, and specifically, like, men should just be more open to other methods, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, men are so closed off. A lot of men are so closed off to the idea of...
Girl, they will feel... They're not the ones carrying, so they can't understand it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they all talk about wanting the experience, but are you really experiencing it? You know? So yeah, please, men, leave a comment below if you aren't for childbirth and why.
And why?
I would really like to pick your brains. Yeah. And just throughout our conversation as well, if there's anything you feel like you want to comment below, please do and join in the conversation. But yeah. So I feel like the major reasons we've decided why women are opting for child-free is just because they're understanding that this isn't a requirement, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is the fact that it's your body, right? Your choice. Can choose what you want to do with it, right?
It's your body, girl.
Number three, it's okay to be selfish, honey, okay? If you feel like you just want to live your life with your own goal. Another thing that pushes people from deciding to not go child-free is because they feel like, oh, they don't want to be lonely when they grow old. I feel like if you have a great family around you or a great support system, I don't see how you can age alone.
That's like, a mental misconception. That's a mental misconception. Because even the kids will leave you at some point. The kids will even leave you at some point. If you're lucky to have good ones, and if you're not, then sorry, they'll still leave you at some point. Like, you came alone to this world, you're going to live alone anyway.
You know, like, I'm used to the idea of being alone with
me. You get, like, it's fine.
Women that actually decide to go ahead and have kids, they lose themselves. And I won't lie, I was really afraid of that, you know, because, like, you know,
welcome to my club. Enjoy your life.
I was at the supermarket the other day and I saw like three different moms and I'm like, you know, they just seemed so like, I don't know.
They seem like moms.
They just seem like moms. That's their identity. Period. That's it.
Period.
And I was just like, gosh, I don't want this to happen to me. Like, you know,
never.
Myself, have my own style, my own interests, you know. I just don't want to just be consumed. I mean, I want to love my child, but not be consumed by their lives, you know, and just be like all about them. So yeah, that's something I feel like just encourage a lot of like moms actually going the route to just try to find stuff to fill your own life, fill your own cup, you know, chase your passions, your own
Because like Cici says now, you know, your kids grow away. Sometimes you guys are away for years, like months apart, you know, when your kids are in college or they're in school or whatever. So it's not like you're gonna have your kids 24/7.
Find your own identity.
Their own families. They're going to have their own families, their own lives. So women, please, okay, let's stop having kids just because everybody expects you to have kids. I feel like you should really sit down and decide, like Cici said in the earlier parts of this pod, you know, you have to decide to make that decision for you. Because like we said, men aren't like born as innate nurturers, right? So if you're really going to have that kid, you have to be deciding that, you know what, come hell or high water, you know, this is just what I want to do. It's like a personal decision regardless.
So that at the end of the day, you'll be more satisfied with that decision, right? So you look at your child. Like for me, for example, I never look at my son and be like, why did I get myself into this? Or what did I do to myself?
I feel like a lot of resentment.
Always, whenever I see him, I feel proud, I feel good, I feel like, this was the best decision ever, you know? That was zero resentment. Zero. no regrets.
And that's how you should feel, you know. That's definitely how you should feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a nice second part, guys. We really got into why women are opting to go child-free. And I'm super excited about the conversation, okay? So, guys, we're winding down now, and we're going to get into the last segments of this pod, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. All right, guys, so we're back, and we're getting to the next segment of this pod. You guys, this particular juncture is what's really pressing my chest, okay? Let the Nigerian in me come out.
Yeah.
It's holding my neck because I really hate it so much. Women not supporting women. Okay, we're gonna talk about it because this isn't about dragging men from the beginning of the episode to the end of the episode. We're also talking about women, because you know what really irks me is seeing those kind of posts, right? Women talking about going child free or whatever, and people in the comments, like, let me give an example. Jenna shared the other day of this girl just talking about, she's a young girl in her 20s talking about, you know, why she wants to, and hers was even like completely different to what we're seeing, right? So we're talking about like economic stuff, we're talking about you deciding. Hers was more like almost apocalyptic, like like she feels like the world is going to shift. I mean, you know, we're talking about climate change, global warming. To be honest, there are actually a lot of other societal things going on with the world aside from the economy. So she just feels like bringing in more humans into our world that is already damaged and getting even more damaged just doesn't make sense to her, you know. So obviously it was a very lengthy pod, YouTuber, she was talking about that. But in the comments, when I tell you, the hate in those comments, and what was upsetting me was that most of them are women. Like, number one, okay, the only people that can really get men wanting to go child free is other women, right? Because men never seem to understand it. The society, like we have already said, has a stigma about it, so they can never understand it. So literally the only people that can support such women are other women that really understand why you might choose to go child free. You know, the comments are talking about how she's not fulfilling her true purpose in life and blah blah blah. Why do you guys think this is so, like, why are some other women so bitter?
One thing I do know is that a lot of women generally just, and this is like looking at it from a female perspective, right? When they look at you and they can't have what you have, they tend to envy or, you know, have a certain level of bitterness for what you or they don't have. So they're looking at you living your life, your best life, and they resent that from within themselves. Like, why? Why is she not like us? Because, like I said, motherhood is, there's a lot of sacrifice going on back end. And I wouldn't say, and this is my opinion, which I'm standing firmly on, that a lot of women are not really typically happy within the scenario they find themselves. So maybe a mother with four kids who turned out probably to be a single mom, right? And why I say single mom is because I am also a single mom. Not by choice, because I lost my son's dad a few years ago. Well, not quite long ago now. So, and this takes a kind of significant toll on the person raising those kids, you know. So if she sees you enjoying yourself and she's going through this much responsibility, something within her could be triggering and be like, why is this not me? You know, it's like that, mirror that person and say, oh my God, why didn't I think about this? Why did I go through this having four kids? Now I'm raising this child. And like I said, this is not a shade on single moms, because I know this journey, right? Like, I know this journey. And sometimes I'm like, why did life get so, you know, shady on me? Why did life steal my partner? Why did life steal my joy? Like, I shouldn't be going through this alone. And then I see all these young girls living a very fantastic life. I wouldn't go to someone's comment, like I said, and shade the person. But inside of me, looking at it like, damn, this is such a good life to have, right? So it's just that, you know, discomfort, or will I say resentment, of not having that opportunity or the strong will to take that decision because some of them didn't, they are not mothers because they wanted it. They just wanted to bounce on societal, you know, pressure.
Norms. And themselves,
like now with three kids, two kids, some even have partners, right? And they're wife, husband, they're everything in the marriage because they don't have a partner that supports them, because parenting is an experience. It's a full experience. And some of them even with their partners, so that married but single at the same time. So they look at this young girl wanting, having this strong will to take this bold decision for her life, and it's coming from a place of bitterness within themselves, not the girl, it's them. They're angry at themselves. Anyone that writes any hate speech under someone's decision to live a child-free life, I feel it's actually more personal. It's really important to look at that person. What's your problem?
Why is it
hurting you so much that someone decides not to want to do this? So that's how I see it. So both the married and single moms, it's a whole lot of journey and commitment in raising a child. And some of them don't understand why someone doesn't want to take on this amount of responsibility, because they feel or they believe a woman is supposed to be nurturing. So she's not nurturing. Who said she's nurturing her cat? She's nurturing her dog. She's nurturing her nieces and her nephews. Like, she's nurturing every other person around her. She's even nurturing the planet, not wanting to make more problems for the planet. And I think it should be understood. I think anyone should understand that decision without, you know, coming at anybody that decides not to, you know. That's my take. So
what you just said was just so interesting, because I actually remember at some point in the video, right, the girl was like, you know what, and she's tired of people calling her selfish, right, for not wanting to have fish, for wanting to populate this earth that is already terrible with more kids. I was like,
yeah. Or bringing kids you cannot look after, you cannot afford to take care of, just because.
You know, at the end of the day, a lot of women make, a lot of people that decide to have kids, right? If you really ask them the reason they want to have kids, it's not like it's selfless reasons, right? It's always like, oh, I want to continue my lineage, or, you know, I want to have a mini-me. So how are you really being selfless? So it's kind of also a selfish decision to want to have kids as well. So it's just weird that people would look down on other people that don't want to have kids, right? That's weird, right?
Yeah, and then some of them even stare it around to religion and say, God said we should multiply. Yeah, but God also did not tell you to kill humanity and, you know, waste the planet. And so,
and God also said you shouldn't judge, Susan.
Yeah, exactly.
And what are you doing? Talking about selfishness thing, it's also people that say you're not, like, achieving your life's goal or your life's purpose.
Oh my God, that, those are the worst ones. Like, hello, what do you know about my life goals? Like, what do you know that I want?
Like, you know, you can do both, right? Like, exactly. That's even what's annoying to me. Like, you can have a kid. I mean, just look at my sister, okay, honey? She's had one kid. Her kid is 15, but she's enjoying herself.
I am working, living abroad, traveling.
Honey, more countries than, trust me, a lot of you are happy. Okay? So it's really not about not being able to do both. You can find that balance. I mean, I would though. For me, it's like, I think if I do decide to have a kid, like, I want to be, I can't do this whole career girly thing and doing the mom thing. Like, honey, I just want to be a full-time paid housewife. I'm going to do that. But, like,
that's at the end of the day, okay.
So you can do both.
We should do a podcast on that, Noni. Like, we should find time to talk about that full-time housewife versus...
Literally.
I think, like, I feel like women just need to try to stop. We need to learn to egg each other on.
And stop projecting.
Yeah, and stop pulling each other down. Because, like, this conversation, it just made, like, while you were both talking, I could just think of, like, how even, like, down to breastfeeding, you know, maybe if you decide to choose formula and you don't want to use the, like...
You always have an opinion, these people. Like,
there's, like, the whole, like... You know, and maybe if you're a housewife, it's like, you're just a housewife.
You're just a housewife. Yeah.
And then if you're a working mom, you're neglecting your children.
Like, there's always something.
Really, they're always projecting their own failures on people. Like, you know, what they couldn't do,
more, yes, they just more self-contentment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, try to be more supportive. Because in the end, truth be told, like Vanessa said, you see a lot of these comments, they are usually, a lot of times, they are women. Women turning mm-hmm. on women. And it's just not right. It's just not right, you know. I feel like we're all going through different struggles and everything. Everybody's going through their own path. And I just feel like all we can do is be empathetic to different people.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know what the story is like, you know. That person that you're seeing is a full-time. Being a full-time mom is a real job. I feel like people need to actually...
And it's a hard one, too.
Yes.
I think that's the most underpaid job ever.
Literally.
Ever.
Because you only get paid by your, you know, kids' future and them thriving. But you're putting in so much work and effort.
And the thing is, to be honest, like I read somewhere, you know, I'm always reading stuff. I read a lot. So I read somewhere where it says you can never know what it feels like to be divorced until you're divorced. You can never know what it feels like to be, you know, married until you're married. You can never know what it feels like to birth a child until you birth a child. You can never know what it feels like to lose a child until you lose a child. Like, you can never know. So why would you, like, be projecting and be saying, oh, this person should do it like this? Have you done it? Have you walked in that person's shoes before? You haven't. Yeah. If you haven't walked in anyone's shoes, that you have no right to say, oh, you could do it better like this, or why don't you want to do it like that? Because we're all here serving different purposes in life. Someone's purpose could be to travel the world. Someone's purpose could be to be the CEO of a company. Personally, I never thought I'll be a career woman, to be honest. And now in my life, I'm loving this phase of, you know, having to do me, like having that autonomy to work.
Change is okay.
And like change said, is fine, you know? Right? Because also coming with a child, things change, right? So like you could start off with a partner, end up out, for example.
Yeah.
And I think women should be able to have this kind of financial understanding, because I started learning financial understanding late in my life, to be honest, because I was not very I'll say financial savvy, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. I didn't have this entire knowledge on what to do with financials, and I had access to a lot of financial, like,
90% of women, because like,
I think this is even more important, right, than even talking about birthing and not birthing, blah blah blah. Are you even financially able to look after this child? For example, you lose your partner, whether death, whether divorce, whether anything can happen, right? So what's the ability to be able to manage your baby or your children in case whatever goes wrong? So if you're traveling, can you make money out of it, for example? Like, if you're a sit-at-home mom, like, how do you benefit from anything that you're doing as a woman? Financially, it's even more important than just bringing a baby to the world, because life happens, yeah? And sometimes we don't plan these things, but they do happen along the way. And I think a lot of women ignore this fact and just think it's more important to just have a child as opposed to all these other factors around having the baby, which means the ability to provide for the baby. Because for me, when I lost my partner, girls, like, you know my story, like, I had to dust myself, dust my CVs, dust every dustable. And I'm like, I'm getting back out there, because child needs to keep surviving, right? Because this is the thing some women just neglect in the process of being more focused about, oh, procreation, we should be having babies. It's beyond all that. There's a lot involved.
It's a whole lot, you know. I think the summary of this segment is just respect people's choices.
Period.
Respect change as well, because it's okay to change your mind, you know. It's okay.
Yeah.
Want something today and want something different. And just don't be a judgy Susan, okay?
Don't be a judgy Susan. Yeah, don't be a bitter Karen. What's the problem? Like,
So this has been such an amazing episode so far, like super insightful, different perspective.
Yes, I do want to add something, because this is not for the women that, not for those shaming other women, but for those that are being shamed. For me, it's more like shun the pressure, totally shun the pressure. Like, life's good. Like, life's for the living. So they can say whatever they want to say as long as you're doing right by yourself, your child, or not with your child, your family. Like, as long as you're doing right by you, that's the most important thing. So whoever can say whatever they feel like. I took that bold step and I'm loving it. I'm living my best life. So shun the pressure. And then another thing I'll say is mindset. Mindset is really important. Mindset is unique. So if you mentally build yourself in a way that you're very confident of yourself, you wouldn't really care what society thinks of you. You will make the best decision for you. And lastly, I'll say life's a movement, right? Don't be stuck. You're not a tree. Don't stay stuck. Whether you're in a situation that you find yourself having or not having a child, don't feel stuck. Life's a movement. If you're in need to talk to people, counseling, find a way, you know, get yourself a good support system, family, whatever it is, friends. I think these things are really important to help you navigate whatever decision you decide, whether you want to have a baby or not. So this is my two cents to end top.
Awesome.
Amazing. Intriguing. Gen Z.
Oh, thanks for having us, Vanessa.
Thank you guys so much. And thank you guys for sticking it out. Also, my listeners, to the end of this pod, make sure you hit the subscribe button, drop a comment, leave us an amazing review, because that really helps the podcasters. Okay, and don't forget to just like, share, you know, and join Golden Moments with Vanessa.
Boop, boop. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, guys, I'll see you in the next episode of Golden Moments with Vanessa. Thank you. Bye.